time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A day before a government shutdown, House Republican leaders cut a last-minute deal with the Freedom Caucus to pass a one-month spending bill out of their chamber and over to the Senate. The House voted 230 to 197 for the four-week continuing resolution, with 11 Republicans voting no and 6 Democrats voting yes.
This, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197. The motion is adopted.
Republicans on Thursday passed a temporary spending bill through the House of Representatives, but they are still desperately hunting for support in the Senate to avoid a government shutdown, with federal funding set to run out at midnight on Friday. The short-term bill, backed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, would keep the government running until February 16th. In an attempt to attract some Democrats, Republicans added a 6-year extension of a popular insurance program for children known as CHIP. Now it's up to the Senate, where Republicans hold a narrow 51-vote majority, and several of their members say they'll vote no on the short-term bill. They'll need some Democrats to vote yes, but it's not clear whether any will go along.
There are no provisions that any of my Democratic friends oppose. It's a simple step that will let us continue bipartisan talks without throwing the government into disarray for no reason.
But Democrats are pushing a completely different bargain. They want to win legal status for immigrants who entered the country illegally as children. More than 700,000 of these so-called dreamers could face deportation starting in March because President Trump removed protections that had been put in place by President Obama. Last week, Trump angrily rejected a proposed bipartisan deal that would have shielded the dreamers while adding money for border security.
There's a bipartisan deal on the table. If my Republican friends want to protect the dreamers, like over 70% of America says we should, this is the deal.
If lawmakers can't reach a deal by midnight Friday, thousands of federal workers, from NASA to the U.S. Park Service, could find themselves furloughed as federal agencies close their doors.
Trump tweeted Friday morning, "Government funding bill passed last night in the House of Representatives. Now Democrats are needed if it is to pass in the Senate, but they want illegal immigration and weak borders. Shutdown coming? We need more Republican victories in 2018. It's not only the president trying to put the blame for a potential shutdown on the Democrats. Speaker Paul Ryan doing the same thing.
Senator Schumer, do not shut down the federal government. Do not jeopardize funding for our military and for our national security. Do not jeopardize funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. I ask the American people to understand this. The only people standing in the way of keeping the government open are Senate Democrats. Whether there is a government shutdown or not is now entirely up to them."
But Fox News' Shepard Smith gets it right.
Of course, with one party in charge of everything, a government shutdown will not happen, right? I mean, never in the history of, or at least modern history of the country, has there been a government shutdown when a single party is in charge of Washington? Hook, line, and sinker. House, Senate, White House, one party in charge. That's it. Republicans have it all. Yet the possibility of a government shutdown has escalated.
The bill now moves to the Senate, where it faces a tough battle.
At least 4 Republican senators have said they will vote against the bill. If Democrats stick together, that's enough to sink it. But where are we then? Republicans added 6 years of funding for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, to this short-term deal. But it does not include protections for dreamers who were brought to the United States illegally as children, which is, as you know, a huge sticking point for Democrats. This exchange tonight on the Senate floor reveals just how far apart these two sides remain.
So here's what we can do to solve the problem. We could solve it right now. The 4 leaders could sit down, there's been a lot of discussion, and come to an agreement and do what the president said at one point. Send it to his desk and he'll sign it. We could get that done before the deadline of tomorrow night expires.
The presidency under our constitutional system is not irrelevant. He is the person who signs things into law. And for most of us in the House and Senate, on the Republican side, we're interested in what his views are, and those have not been made fully apparent yet.
By Thursday evening, 9 Senate Democrats who had voted for a prior spending measure in December said they would not support the latest proposed 4-week extension, joining 30 other Democrats and at least 2 Senate Republicans, and leaving the bill short of the 60 votes needed to advance. Trump will mark the first anniversary of his inauguration on Saturday with a celebration at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, with tickets starting at $100,000 a couple. That amount, according to the invitation, will pay for dinner and a photograph with the president. For $250,000, a couple can also take part in a roundtable. It's unclear whether Trump's plans to travel to Florida for the weekend would change if the government is shut down when the current funding runs out at midnight Friday. Justice Department prosecutors in the District of Columbia have dropped felony charges against 129 protesters who were swept up in mass arrests on the day of Donald Trump's inauguration. The move came after a jury last month found all six defendants in the first felony trial not guilty on all counts. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, which handles both federal and local cases in the nation's capital and is a part of the Justice Department, said it would focus on a core group of 59 defendants it thinks were most responsible for destruction. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.